What gear do you decide to bring on a trip like this?
We really try and travel in an ultralight manner and trying to keep the weight down and so we can enjoy the experience more and kind of push that envelope a little bit. So we're really leaning on prior experience of what gear that's worked in the past, and then also incorporating a lot of ski gear, a lot of snowshoeing gear, and just more winter layers and slightly more comfortable, warmer items.
So you really had to pare it down to the essentials.
Yeah, you really look at every piece of equipment critically and trying to anticipate what might go wrong with it and trying to think of the whole spectrum of conditions that it's going to need to operate in.
And Justin, you brought along some of the items to share with us?
Yeah, I brought a few items that we used that are pretty probably atypical for a winter hike.
So, do you want to talk about it and tell us why you chose those items to bring?
Some of the items I brought were an alcohol stove that we used. Most people don't use alcohol stoves in the winter because they think that multi-fuel stoves are more efficient. But we chose to use an alcohol stove because it was lighter and simpler, and it worked perfectly, even in the cold temperatures.
It's alcohol stove?
Yeah. The one we used is Trail Designs, basically a caldera cone. And it's basically made from a little Pepsi can. And
literally a Pepsi can.
Yeah, I'm pulling it out right now.
Wow.
It's made from a Pepsi can.
I see the word Pepsi still on it.
And then it just has a little titanium kind of windshield that goes around. And you set your pot right in there. And just a really light, simple setup. And we would melt snow every night with this for water for the next day and to cook our dinners with. And it worked great. Most people think, you know, you need something heavier duty. I mean, you see how light this is in the here. And then we also were using just a lightweight Cuban fiber tarp all winter instead of a full-on tent, which is it weighed less than a pound, definitely, and it held up in all the wintry conditions and all the snow. Worked really well. We didn't need to carry a full double wall, like mountaineering style.
So had you used those items before?
Yeah, we've done a few shakedown trips in the past. A couple of years ago, we did a ski through the Sierras to kind of dial our ski gear and our winter equipment in preparation for this. That way we'd know how well it worked and know the faults and what we needed to switch and be able to get everything dialed beforehand, before we set out on this big trip.